And it's fair to say, gentlemen, we are all hooked on it. SAS Australia, which was on again last night on Channel 7.
Yeah, it's compulsive. It's I'm into it. You're invested, Ed.
Si, senor.
Last night, they were split into two teams, and they had to walk a long pole,
100 kilogram log over like rough terrain through like ravines, and it looked hard.
So one team was meant to be led by Firas Durrani.
Yes.
The other team by Jackson Warne.
Who had been singled out by the others as people they didn't want on their team.
Yeah. But on Jackson's team was the legend fast bowler Mitchell Johnson.
Well, let's call him an all-rounder, please.
Well, I mean, we're about to speak to him. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, can we hear the moment, though, where Mitchell handed in his armband?
Struggling to keep up, number 15 Mitchell drops off the log.
Make a decision now. You get back on that log or you give me your number.
Come on.
Come on, T. Come on.
Let's go, guys. Come on.
What do you want to do? War's over for you.
I was shocked.
Welcome to the show,
hey,
Mitchell.
Hey, g'day, guys.
There you go.
You know the issue with that? Yeah. I was number 15, right?
Yeah.
My playing number was 25, so I had no luck.
Yeah,
that's
no
what,
luck.
That's what I put it down to.
No luck at all. They'd given you your number. Who used to wear 15? Geez, that's a hard one. Who wore 15?
Sure. Yeah.
Darren Lehman? No, he wore 10.
No idea.
No.
Warney 23.
He started
23.
I could do the whole team if
you want. No,
first time they gave numbers to the Australian cricket team. Mark Taylor 1, Michael Slater 2. I can do them all if you want,
we're
but
not
it's very
do them
boring.
All. Mate, when I've got a friend, you know, obviously listening to our shows, when he knew you were going to be on, he sent me a link to 2013 where you terrorised the English in that Australian tour. So, mate, you were as fierce as any bowler Australia has ever produced on your day. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. So watching last night, Mitchell, and seeing that you quit before so many others, I mean, a lot of people must be confused, do you think?
I hope not. I think probably the confusing thing is I even sort of felt myself when I did hand in my number. It probably should have been an exercise I should have been fine with, the physical side of it.
Yes, that's the thing.
So it was all mental for me. I think it sort of goes back to the a couple of episodes ago where we had to shoot the weapon. And having the head hooded sort of rattled me a little bit. And those kind of things start to play in your mind. So it was a bit of a build-up. I'd been thinking about it. Yeah, I just sort of got to the point of I just couldn't go on.
Can I go back to something you said when you were talking about, you know, when you were very, you know, very brave in saying that you found out that you suffered from depression. You were talking about when you were playing, and so I'm thinking about a 5-day test match. Would you finish a day sort of bowling or in the field and then go back and sort of be by yourself in your room that night before the next day's play, and then the next day, you know, it would come on and you would not, you know, not feel the desire to go out there and, you know, be the tearaway bowler?
During the test matches weren't too bad. I mean, depending on the day that you had, sometimes if you had a really good day, you're sort of bubbly and you're up and about. And you go to the team room and get your physio and all the fast bowlers are in there mucking around and having a bit of fun, so... But if you have had a bit of a day where you haven't felt your best, and the worst thing was if you'd go back to your room and start reading up on things or just sit there and start thinking about it too much.
Right.
But early days, definitely, yeah.
So
I definitely read about those comments and you start to believe it a bit.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, so negative comments, and you would like, as you said last night on the show, when the Barmy Army would say, Mitchell bowls left, Mitchell bowls right, Mitchell bowls shite. So that actually really did affect you at the time.
Oh, definitely. Like early on in my career, like that 2009, it was tough to deal with because I hadn't dealt with that kind of stuff before. Going over to England, I thought everything was going to be sweet. They were going to love me. And it was quite the opposite at the time. The problem is, being a bowler, right?
This is
where the batsmen get it easy. Yeah. They get to sit in the middle of the ground. Yeah. The bowlers, we have to go down to find leg.
There's 10,000 of them singing at you for 3 hours at a time.
Exactly. When I get heckled on Twitter, I just press the mute button and I never have to hear
or
from them again.
Or if you ever get heckled on stage, Susie, they're in the dark and you tell them to get out.
Said security just to walk them out.
Yeah. So,
you must have wanted to do that over your journey to get security to walk people out of grounds, I imagine.
I've done it a few times. Don't worry.
So is it as it looks like a brutal experience? And were you surprised at how well some of the others were good at, like the Ally from The Bachelorette? You're like, how the hell
can't stop her.
How can she keep going when the likes of you, a legend sports person like you, can't keep going? Were you surprised at that sort of thing?
Yeah, I was, honestly. I was surprised with a few people, and Ally in particular. I thought, yeah, just her mental strength and even her physical, like, it was pretty impressive that she just kept going. I think she just, what for her, like, there was a bit of meditation that she would do, like, in the back of the army trucks.
Yeah, right.
Traveling to venues, and Merrick Watts was a bit the same. He would travel and do a bit of meditation and just sort of keep their mind away from the next thing. But, yeah, there was a few people in there that definitely surprised me, but in a good way as well. And I sort of look at the mental strength of some of those, like even Erin McNaught.
Yeah.
Like, I was so impressed with her. She, the first thing we do is jump out of a helicopter, and she lands face first, and her face is all bruised and her body's all bruised, and she just keeps going. So, yeah, bloody impressive.
Miss Universe.
Oh, massive.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Now, I know you're good friends with Firas Durrani now too.
Is that right?
No comment.
No. Oh, look, I've been getting asked this a fair bit, and look, I'm always a pretty open book to meeting people. You know, I don't read into things too much, but I want to meet the person and get to know them. And I think, like, deep down, as you know, he is a nice guy. It's just it's a different circumstance that we're all in. We're all tired. We're all cold. But yeah, just the teamwork side of it. You just in those situations, we're getting punished unnecessarily. Yes, we're on the show to be punished, but not by, you know, someone, you know, just making silly mistakes
being
constantly.
Being a smart ass. We're all barracking for you when you send him into the water on his own.
Oh, it was good times.
Yeah, I thought you were going to walk off, to be honest.
Good on you,
I'm
mate.
I'm glad we didn't go back in. Oh, good on, so cold.
Mitchell, good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Cheers. Thanks, guys.